Today, prepare for a high rate plateau. Hello again, this is Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. One of the themes that have come through in our household surveys is that many people are under financial pressure, but are still holding out for interest rate cuts in the short term. Unfortunately, they may well be banking on a very short bet at the moment. America's election outcomes continue to reverberate across the globe, with an MSCI gauge of equities excluding the US capping its worst day since August the 5th global rout. An index of developing market currencies lost more than 1% following the vote, and that comes close to erasing this year's gains. Bond markets continue to push higher, with the US 2-year and 10-year both moving up, a trend also reflected on the Australian market too. There, the 10-year was up to 4.7% compared to 3.8% in the middle of September. And the ASX 30-day cash rate futures is still trending down, but more slowly than recently. Actually, stocks traded mixed ahead of key US inflation data, which is due on Wednesday, as concerns have grown that President-elect Donald Trump's proposed tariffs and picks for key posts may reignite price growth. Analysts are predicting that the overall consumer price index probably increased about 0.2% for the fourth month. And with the new US administration expected to pursue inflationary policies like tariffs, traders are now pricing in fewer interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve next year. The Stoxx 600 index posted small moves at the European Open this morning, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ dipped slightly from highs on Tuesday, with traders digesting Trump's cabinet appointments, who will likely pursue his America First policies on the border, trade, national security, and the economy. Fed Minneapolis President Neil Kashkari on Tuesday said he'll be watching the US inflation data closely to determine whether another rate cut is appropriate at the US Central Bank's December meeting. Traders are pricing in about 2 US rate cuts through to June, compared with almost 4 seen at the start of last week. But all of this brings into focus the fact that the Reserve Bank of Australia may be forced to keep interest rates on hold until 2026, because the economic policies to be implemented under Donald Trump's second term in office risk stoking inflation. The AFR quotes Christian Bayliss, co-founder at Fortlake Asset Management, saying, "I don't think that's inconceivable," citing Trump's pro-growth election promises of hefty tax cuts and tariffs that could be inflationary. Financial markets and economists have been consistently pushing back the timing of the first rate cut in Australia since 2022 because inflation has proved far more difficult to tame and the labour market is remaining strong. Traders are now fully pricing in a move in September next year. Prior to Trump's sweeping victory at the polls, money markets were fully pricing in a cut in May. Commonwealth Bank's economics team is tipping February, which was backed up on Wednesday by Chief Executive Matt Comyn, who said that the forecast was a safe bet after the Big Four lender released its annual results. But Dr. Bayliss reckons that there is a much higher chance of no rate cuts in 2025 than the market is pricing in. There's a 50-50 chance that'll happen, as opposed to a close to zero chance, he said. HSBC's Chief Economist Paul Bloxham said there was a 25% chance that the RBA keeping rates at 4.35% for all of next year. "We are seeing an increasing risk that it takes longer for cuts to be delivered, or that the RBA misses the easing phase altogether," he said. And the former RBA economist expects the first rate reduction in the June quarter next year, but cautioned that the global economy could be reinflating under Trump. For Dr. Bayliss, the surge in the US dollar since the election poses a big problem for Australia and the RBA. Indeed, Trump's decisive victory has emboldened US dollar bulls on expectations the president-elect's pro-growth policies will fuel inflation and temper the extent of the Federal Reserve's future rate cuts. The US dollar index, which measures the greenback against a basket of 6 currencies, climbed to a 6-month high on Wednesday, and the Aussie dollar was down to 65.25 cents against the US dollar. A strong greenback is likely to stoke inflation in Australia because of higher prices of imported goods denominated in the US dollar, such as oil, complicating the RBA's job to bring inflation down so that it can start lowering the cash rate. The central bank just last week kept the cash rate on hold at 4.35%, where it's been for the last year, saying that inflation was still too high to consider easing. On the day, Governor Michelle Bullock acknowledged that the RBA couldn't ignore what was going on overseas. Based on the composition of the Consumer Price Index, Dr. Bayliss estimates that 35 to 40% of Australia's inflation comes from offshore and the rest is domestically driven. Teo Pelosi, a portfolio manager at Tyrus Capital, is also sceptical the central bank will lower rates by May because of international and domestic developments. He envisages a scenario where the RBA misses the global easing cycle because if there is no rate reduction by then, it may come as the Fed considers hiking rates in the second half of 2025. Dr. Pelosi noted that inflation expectations in the US were already ratcheting up at a time when the RBA is yet to fully get inflation under control. This couldn't have come at a worse time for the RBA, he said. The fund manager is concerned that inflation expectations in Australia could also start rising. But other analysts, however, are not so convinced that Trump's policies will be as inflationary as some fear. Andrew Lilly, the chief rate strategist at Barrenjoey, argued that Trump 2.0 could result in a stronger disinflation trend due to lower oil prices if the president-elect boosts US energy production to supply the world. And he also notes that there are extreme bets in the market about the RBA's next move. They range from no rate cuts to 150 basis points worth of reductions. The rate specialist subscribes a 50% chance of the rate staying on hold for the whole of 2025. Matt Watcher, Chief Investment Officer at Morningstar for the Asia Pacific, gives a 20% chance of no rate cuts in 2025, but played down the Trump effect on inflation as just speculation. Trump's policies will become more of a focus next year, but for now, the RBA's focal point was the Australian economy. He said, at the moment, it's not even part of the Reserve Bank's thinking, he added. And that's really the point. The difficulty with inflation in Australia means rates will be high for longer, whatever happens overseas. But when you start taking into account the Trump trade and the news coming out of Trump's world, it looks as though inflation is definitely more of a factor for longer. So any household who's hoping for a get-out-of-jail card in the next 2 or 3 months is going to be badly mistaken. It's very important to plan for longer-term higher rates, which may mean thinking about refinancing those mortgages or indeed talking to the bank. Or worst case, maybe even having to sell and get out. By the way, we are seeing a few households now deciding that that is the only way out of this situation, which has been engineered by bad policy over many months and years. And unfortunately, I think the worst is probably still to come. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.